Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
Dating can be so exciting when you're a teenager. If you look back and remember what that was like and the little flutters in your heart. However, now with all phones and all the electronics, and if it's constantly buzzing with messages from the boyfriend or girlfriend, it could be a sign of control issues or dating violence. My guest today, Dr. Corey Cross, fan favorite here on Healthy Children and pediatrician extraordinaire. So, Dr. Cross, what are some signs that we should look for as parents, even in our men, in our boys, for dating violence? What do we look for?
Well, that's a good point, because we often think about it just as girls, but it can be boys too, and it's not just in our heterosexual relationships. It can be in homosexual relationships as well. So, you know, regardless of who your teen is dating, you really want to talk to them about, you know, what it means to be in a healthy relationship and, you know, what are the signs that maybe they don't realize that this is abuse if it's not, you know, somebody actually hitting you. You know, you might be thinking, oh, this might just be what love is like. This might be what dating's like. And you need to think about, does it seem like my child is controlling someone else or being controlled? Are they in a verbal or emotionally abusive relationship? You know, and because these things can escalate, it may start just as the person always wanting to know where you are or making you feel bad about hanging out with your friends or, you know, that you weren't exactly where you said you were going to be and telling you what to wear or having to be around you all the time. Those behaviors may start as just being controlling and, you know, maybe you brush them off and then it can escalate. So you want to make sure that your teen knows what it means to be in a healthy relationship and what are the red flags that this might not be healthy because it's easier to get out early than it is to get out later.
Okay, so what are we looking for? And also, what if it's our child that is the person that is doing that controlling? So what are we looking for? What red flags?
So red flags are controlling behavior, which are a lot of what I was talking about when they really feel as if they have to check everything.
Yeah.
with their partner. Other abuse is verbal and emotional abuse. So calling you names, belittling you, you know, cutting you down, treating you as if, you know, you're not an equal. And then this also can go into sexual abuse, which we think of sexual abuse as rape and being forced to do stuff. But in teens and also in adults, it's often pressuring, using sex or sexual acts almost as currency, like I did this for you, I expect this now. Or taking pictures of your boyfriend or your girlfriend that are suggestive and then threatening to show them to other people. That's you know, not okay and abusive as well. So these are things to think about, particularly in the digital age. And then, of course, there's the physical abuse of the, you know, hitting and shoving and slapping and all of the things that we think about when we think of dating violence. But we have to think about this sort of, you know, as a continuum, and what is a healthy relationship. So what I would suggest is, you know, you have a kid, nobody wants their kids to start dating. It always breaks your heart. But you
terrible.
Want to sit down and you want to have that conversation as to what it means to be in a healthy relationship. And obviously you want to model healthy relationships. That's really important. But I think that as a parent, if you see your child in a relationship that you aren't quite sure if it's healthy or not, I think sitting down, you know, maybe take them out for, you know, a cup of tea or going, you know, doing whatever, something alone where it's just the two of you, you can sit down, you can talk and say, hey, you know, how's it going? You know, are you enjoying dating so-and-so? Are you comfortable in that relationship? Do you ever feel like, you know, maybe you don't get to do what you want to do, or are you ever scared or nervous? Or, you know, being in a relationship should make you feel good about yourself. Is that how you feel when you're with so-and-so? Like, why are you with them? And I think if you start having those types of conversations, then you allow your child to open up to you.
Okay, so you want them to communicate, you want them to open up, but what if they are very resistant? We all know in abusive relationships that people are afraid, and maybe the teen might even be afraid to confide in their parent or even necessarily in their pediatrician when you guys give that little teen questionnaire once they become teens in their well visits, and maybe not confide, but how do you get them? Because with parents and with teens, anything we say, Dr. Cross, they go the opposite way. It's just
they
by their nature. It's by design. So if we're saying, I need you to break up with that person, he's really, really bad for you, then they're going to get even closer.
Right. That is true. And I think sometimes it's just giving them information. Sometimes saying things like, you know, and this is true, that, you know, 1/3 of high school students are or have been in an abusive relationship. And strangely enough, you know, 1/3 of them don't tell anybody. And, you know, so you could just say that. So, you know, I'm not saying you are or you're not. I'm just saying this happens. And if you see it, you know, happening with a friend of yours or with yourself, you know, I'm always somebody you can come to. And these are other people you can come to. And I think sometimes just giving information, you have to expect that it's going to take them a little while to get there. But you still have to leave the lines of communication open. And you can say things like, I wouldn't judge you. I'm not going to tell you what to do. You know, you have to make your own decision, but I'm there for you no matter what decision you make. You know, I'm always here for you. I don't like seeing somebody not be nice to you or not treat you the way I think you deserve to be treated. You know, so that you're putting it really on, I love you, and I'm doing this because I love you, and I'm not going to tell you to break up with them. I'm just going to tell you what I think you deserve in somebody. And sometimes that's all you can do. But I think, you know, keeping those lines of communication open long before you have a teenager is what sort of leads to them being able to talk to you later. And also, hopefully, they talk to their friends. So, you know, having a good friend that you can confide in hopefully will help you through that. But you also said something about what do you do if it is your child you think is being more of the aggressor, isn't being a good dating partner.
Yeah.
I think you have to have that conversation. I think you have to say, hey, you know, why are you calling her every 5 minutes? You know, she's allowed to have a life too. You know, what is it that you're afraid of? If you're afraid that you have to stalk her to make her stay with you, then that's probably not the right girl for you. You know, and really trying to work through it. Because I think that it's important that we raise kids who are going to be healthy partners for the people that they date.
I think that's probably true. And if it is your child that's the aggressor, I think you can take a more active role and be like, you know, I'm not going to let you do that. I mean, maybe you can even set some limits. But if it's the other way around, do you see, Dr. Cross, and in all your pediatricianing, do you see that if they have healthy relationships with friends, that there's this pattern that they're less likely to be involved in teen dating violence or abusive relationships? If you see that they hang out with good straight A students, then good friends, then it's not something you have to be as worried about, or really it's across the spectrum?
I think that really kids who have experienced violence in their own lives are definitely at a higher risk of accepting violence in their relationship. So, you know, if you're in an abusive relationship, then, you know, you do have to worry that your child will model that behavior, will allow, you know, more abuse towards them and maybe also more likely to be an aggressor. So, you know, you can look towards yourself and see what type of relationship you have. But yeah, I think that if you're in a healthy relationship as the parent and you see that all the relationships around your child are healthy, that they seem to be in good relationships with their friends, then I don't think you can ever say, not my kid, I don't have to worry, because you never know who they're going to fall in love with. But I think that if they're used to being treated well, then they recognize it when they're not being treated well. But if they're used to being treated not so great, and they see all the people around them in relationships where they're not being treated great either, then they start to expect that. They start to accept that as normal, and they're more likely to put up with it.
Absolutely. It's good information and so, so important. And for our children, the secret really is about communication. You have to be able to communicate with your teenagers, and you can start this conversation early. And as Dr. Cross said, there are certain red flags you can look for with your children, but communicate with them. Hopefully they have some friends that they trust that they will talk to, and maybe even that friend might come to you and discuss it with you, or that they trust the pediatrician and that they can talk to them, because it's really about finding out so that you can help them through something like this. So hopefully you have great communication with your teens and they trust you, and that's really what it's about, because then you're more able to help them through whatever it is they go through as teenagers. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.